Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving. Father, we come confessing every sin of omission and every sin of commission, thanking you, Father God, for your love, your grace, and your mercies, watching over us as we slept and slumbered during the midnight hours, commanding us to rise and to shine, Father God, at your command. And we say thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that the enemy has set up to come against us and our families and our destiny today, as we stand on the promises of your word to decree and declare and to declare and decree that it cannot, it will not, and it shall not come to pass. Father God, we pray that you would send your word, Father God, to the homes and the lives of all of our listeners on today, Father, and that they may be healed of their infirmities, their diseases, that shackles will be broken, prison doors will be open, and they will be set free indeed. Thank you, Father God, as the word of God goes forth on today, Father God, that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and forever. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. And his praise, amen, shall continually be in our mouths. Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries on this beautiful day. Another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, 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 and greatly to be praised. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. It is my pleasure to serve, amen, the Lord in his kingdom. Amen. We want to welcome all of our first timers around the globe. Amen. Glory. We see you on the map. Hallelujah. We know you're there. We're happy that you are. Have a seat. Amen. And enjoy the services on today. Amen. Glory be to God. You have come to the right place at the right time. Amen. There's no time and distance in the spirit. And man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen. All of our services are our God. Amen. And our library. Amen. Also, you can visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry. Amen. And keep on and keep on and keep on coming. Amen. And so we bless the name of Jesus. All right. We pray that everybody's good. Everybody's strong. Amen. Hallelujah. We're at day three of our 3 days of consecration and fasting. Amen. Our theme is for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. As I'm telling you, it's amazing what you can do when you make up your mind to do it. Amen. And if God be for us, beloved, who in the world can be against us? Somebody say nobody, 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 nobody like Jesus. Amen and amen. We want to turn your attention this morning to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6, and I am going to begin reading in verse number 10. And it reads, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to talk to you. Amen. As we're still, amen, looking at, amen, our armor. Amen. Glory be to God. And breaking it down piece by piece. Amen. Armor by armor. Amen. To see what the Lord has to say. And God has a very good reason for giving it to us. Amen. Beloved, hallelujah, because you can't win without your armor. You got to have your armor on. God has prepared us to be on the offensive and the defensive. Amen. So, amen. We've already determined that the belt was the most important piece because it holds everything together. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. That breastplate of righteousness. Amen. That guards your heart. Amen. Our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. We found out you can have peace with God or you can have peace in God. Amen. And it is God's desire for you to do both. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because a lot of people have peace, amen, in God, but not peace with God and vice versa. Amen. Hallelujah. Then we talked about the shield of faith. Amen. Which quenches all the fiery darts of the helmet. All the fiery darts of the wicked one. And then the helmet of salvation. Amen. That we spoke to you about on yesterday. Today, amen, we want to take a look at the next piece of our weaponry, which is the sword of the Spirit. Verse number 17. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. My, I tell you the truth. We are dressed. We sharp. Huh? We sharp. Hallelujah. Sometimes you see people, they be dressed up from head to toe. You look at them, you say, girl, you sharp. Brother, you sharp. Look at them. But guess what? God has dressed us the same way. We sharp. We are dressed to kill. Amen. Hallelujah. In the armor that the Lord has given us. Glory be to God. Beloved, and God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Beloved, we want to remind you this morning that spiritual battles are just like natural battles. Glory be to God. As it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. Nations don't constantly engage in warfare. They don't, you know, they don't fight forever. Amen. Glory, because they fight when the problem comes along. Okay? So if there's a problem between one country and another, then they will engage in warfare. See? But after, when the war is over, what? Their soldiers return home. They experience a time of peace and refreshing, and they don't fight again until there's a reason to fight. They only fight when there's a reason to fight. They're only out there on the battlefield when there's a reason to be out there. There's no place that you know that's been in war for all their existence. All right? There's always a season, amen, of no fighting and no battles. See? And the same is true, beloved, with biblical spiritual warfare. Battles will come, but they don't come every day. God has given us spiritual weaponry, so when the battles do come, we will be prepared to maintain our victorious position over Satan. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And this is why, amen, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, has equipped us. He has equipped us to win, that when the battle do come, when Satan want to bring it on, we tell him, bring it on. we declare war. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen, one of the most aggressive and offensive weapons that God has given to the body of Christ is the sword of the Spirit. Woo! We're going to have to break this down in two parts. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Because there's a couple points that we want to cover, and we know that our time is limited on this platform. Amen. So we're going to break it down in two parts today and tomorrow by the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So he tells us to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Beloved, of the different kinds of swords, amen, when Paul wrote this scripture, beloved, that the Roman soldiers used in their confrontations with the enemy forces, see, the Holy Spirit carefully selected one of them to illustrate our sword of the Spirit. Glory be to God. Now, when Paul uses this, well, you got to get yourself a Greek Bible. Got to get yourself a Greek dictionary. I keep telling you that. If you want to become a student of the Bible, okay, you got to go with the Greek. Amen. Because you're going to get the original word. You're going to know exactly, amen, what is being said here. So let's look at that word sword. Amen. In the Greek. Okay. That word sword, beloved, is the word macharia. Okay, and that was approximately a sword 19 to 22 inches long, and it had a very sharp blade. It was relatively a light, it was easy to carry, and it was used for close range thrusting. See, and so this sword, beloved, amen, was designed to inflict a mortal wound on an enemy or an aggressor. It was an exceptionally brutal weapon because both sides of the blade were razor sharp. It would cut you going in and cut you going out, making this sword extremely dangerous when used in the hands of a well-trained soldier. Matter of fact, beloved, it was a weapon of murder. And this is the sword that Paul had in mind when he wrote, beloved, and told us to put on our spiritual armor in Ephesians 6 and 17. Paul uses this word, beloved, in this verse to describe the sword of the Spirit. It's God's declaration that he has given the church a weapon that is just that brutal against our enemy. This spiritual sword has the potential to thrust a deadly blow into the enemy's strategies against us. Paul goes on to give us more information about this sword. He says, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, that term word, beloved, when we look that word up in the Greek, it means rhema, which is one of the most familiar Greek words used in the New Testament. It describes something that is spoken clearly, spoken vividly, spoken in undeniable language, or spoken in unmistakable, unquestionable, certain and definite terms. In the New Testament, the word rhema carries the idea of a quickened word, such as a word of scripture or a word from the Lord, where the Holy Spirit supernaturally drops into a believer's mind. See? Causing it to supernaturally come alive and impart special knowledge or direction to that believer. A rhema word, a rhema word. These rhema words are powerful. When the Holy Spirit supernaturally quickens such a word or Bible verse to a believer's heart and mind, that believer knows that he knows that he has heard from the Lord. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. When I get a rhema word, I don't need nobody to confirm it. I don't need to check in with nobody. Amen. I know I heard from God. When God told me that I was an apostle, I didn't need to get nobody's permission. I didn't need to check in with the bishop and check in with this person and check in with that person. Amen. Of course, I informed them what the Lord told me. Amen. But I know I heard from God. When you know you heard from God, huh? That's a rhema word. Ah, come on. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. A rhema is a specific word or message that the Holy Spirit quickens in our hearts and minds at a specific time and for a specific purpose. Rhema words are both given and supernaturally empowered by the Holy Spirit to enable you to withstand the adversary's spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical attacks. See, that's how the devil just don't have one way of coming at you now. See, he's going to try to hit you spiritually. If he can't get you spiritually, he's going to try to get you mentally. If he can't get you mentally, he can try to get up there into your emotions. Huh? Or if he can't do that, he's going to try to do physical. Sometimes the boy try to do both. He try to do all. He want to hit you every kind of witcher kind of way. every witcher kind of way. Huh? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But beloved, when we receive such a rhema word, it is like the Holy Spirit places a sword in our hands. It's a divine word that gives us sword power. Somebody say sword power. That sword power is sharp enough to strike a fatal blow to the enemy's assaults against our lives. Guess what? The same way that the soldiers, the Roman soldier, was to take that sword, amen, and come at the enemy, huh, to do the enemy damage. Guess what? The Lord is giving you the sword of the Spirit. Why? Because you need to stab the enemy. I said you need to stab the enemy. This will require a rhema or a specifically quickened word from the scriptures that the Holy Spirit has placed in your hearts. Beloved, when you use your mouth, somebody say use your mouth. You're using your mouth for the wrong reasons. When you use your mouth to declare a rhema word that is ignited by faith in your heart, as long as it is necessary, you are wielding a lethal weapon designed to pierce through and demolish the enemy's strategies against you. Tell the devil, no, so, not so. Somebody say, put the word on it. Somebody say, put the word on it. Put the word on the devil's lie. Put the word on it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is not a liar. God is not a man. God's word is true. Hallelujah. If God said it, he'll do it. How you got to put the word on it. That's the sword of the Spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But it only works when you work it. It ain't going to work, beloved, because it's in the book. It ain't going to work because Jesus said it. It works when you take your faith and work it. The Roman soldier, amen, when they would come, when the enemy would come up against them, they would be there just staring at the enemy coming at them. They knew when the enemy was coming at them, the enemy was coming to take their life. They just wouldn't sit there staring with their sword in their pocket. They would have died all chopped up. No, they pulled that sword out. They said, I'm going to get you before you get me. Ah, come on, somebody. Some of us need to tell the devil that. I'm going to get you before you get me. Hallelujah. Beloved, let me say this. It is not necessary for a person to know the entire Bible in order to have the sword of the Spirit at his disposal. You don't have to wait till you memorize the whole Bible, read the Bible through 2 and 3 and 4 times. Glory be to God. It's not necessary. Glory be to God. Huh? All you need is one word. Hallelujah. The centurion told Jesus, they say in a word. Say in a word, my daughter going to be healed. He said, you ain't even got to come to my house.
He said, just saying the word. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you study history, beloved, it becomes clear that most great men and women of God who have earned a place in the pages of history have done so by what? Obeying a single, simple word from God. Just one word. Just one word. Just, you don't need to memorize the whole Bible all at one time. It's good to do it. And yeah, that's a good goal. But beloved, amen, how just one word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Amen. Real quickly, look at Noah. Noah received a relatively short word from God. Huh? Saved him and his family from destruction when God gave them, amen, instructions, amen, to build the ark. Look at Abraham when God was calling Abraham out, amen, to start his walk with faith, huh? God gave Abraham just a couple words of instructions. Glory be to God. We find three verses, amen, and 75 words. That's all God gave Abraham. And you can read that in Genesis chapter 12. Huh? Joseph, when Joseph received a word from God about his personal life, he had two short dreams. That's all Joseph had. See, we try to go too deep. We try to go too deep. That's why we're missing it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Moses, huh? When Moses was out there tending sheep, minding his own business, huh? God spoke to Moses through a burning bush. God, it only take one word from God. God don't have to pull you up and amen and give you a 9-month amen conversation. God ain't talking to nobody that long. The power is in his word. The truth is in his word. The deliverance is in his word. The healing is in his word. All you need is one word. Mary, the mother of Jesus, received the word from God. Hallelujah. She was going to conceive him. And guess what? And it's still working wonders in the world today. People still being saved from that one word, amen, that God gave Mary. Come on, somebody. Look at our brother Paul. Wrote 2/3 of the New Testament that we're still reading. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Paul had, amen, a couple of one word, amen, experiences with God. Starting from the time of his conversion when God knocked him off his horse. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. One word. One word. Beloved, the reason that we enjoy many of our spiritual blessings today is that godly men and women obey the simple, specific, spoken rhema words they received from God. Just one word. Just one word. Just one word. You got to use it. 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 What is God saying to you? What is God saying to you? We wait for God to send us a 50-page thesis. We wait for God to write a book. God already wrote the book. Glory be to God. When you hear that word go, when you hear that word come, when you hear that word stop, amen, glory be to God. Amen, God will speak to you and let you know everything going to be all right. When that word lights up in you, hallelujah, and the Holy Spirit speaks to you audibly, speaks to you through the written word, speaks to you through the leader, speaks to you, glory, and you know you heard from God. That's your sword. You take that sword and you cut the devil up with it. Because the devil now is going to come and try to come and reverse what God said. God said you're going to live. The devil said you're going to die. God said it's going to be all right. The devil said you're going to fail. Huh? God said you're going in. The devil said you're going out. He always coming, amen, with some type of contradiction. You got to take your sword. Because you already heard from God. Ah, you know you're a winner. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment shall be condemned. You know you're going to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Use the word, babe. Put the word on it. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Put the word on it. Let me tell you something about these trained soldiers back here, beloved, and their armor. When they hit you with that sword, you was dead. When they hit you with that sword, you was dead. They knew exactly where to hit you. Guess what? And that's what God wants us to do. Hit the devil with the word. You dead. Your lies is dead. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your false evidence appearing real. The acronym for fear. Dead. Dead. Your words is dead. Devil, your words don't mean nothing from me to me because I already heard from God. Glory be to God. His word is spirit. His word is truth. His word is life. You can't shake me, devil. Glory be to God. The Lord rebuke you. You got to put the word on it, baby. The word. What did Jesus do when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights? What did Jesus do when Satan came, amen, on those three occasions? I'll give you this. I'll give you that. I'll give you this. Well, the reason that the devil could approach Jesus like that is because it was the devil's to give. The devil had already stolen from Adam and Eve. All right. So the Bible calls the devil the prince of this air. That's why Jesus had to come. God had to send a second Adam. All right. So it was really legally the devil's. And so the devil going to try to give it to Jesus. Ain't that something? Amen. The creator of all things. What did Jesus do? Jesus didn't start repeating something. Amen. As some famous theologian said. Some person in Hollywood or some celebrity TV star. Jesus put the word on it. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded. Jesus put the word on it. Well, Jesus put the word on it. You got to put the word on it. Pull your sword out. Glory be to God. And some of us need to get into that word until we get a rhema from God. You don't have to read the whole chapter. Amen. You might not even have to read the whole verse, but you got to read it until that word comes alive. You got to read it till you get a part, till you get to a portion of that scripture when you say, ooh, I can't read no more. Why? Because that's when the light bulb came on. That's the rhema word. I remember an occasion once I was sitting at the kitchen table and I was reading God's word. And that word came alive so much you would think I was electrocuted. I actually jumped out of my seat. That word shocked me. It brought life to me. That's the rhema. When you get a rhema word, can't nobody take that away from you, not even the devil. Pull your sword out. That's why God gave it to you. Use it. Don't be afraid to use it. I can't hurt nobody. Well, guess what? If you don't hurt them, they're going to hurt you. Right now in the court of law, beloved, if you go before the judge and say you had to shoot somebody, but it was self-defense, huh? You off the hook. They prove that was self-defense. They say, all right, case dismissed, go home. Why? Because you knew that if you didn't get them, they was going to get you. Let me tell you something about the devil. If you don't get him with the word, with God's word, he going to get you. That's as simple as that. Huh? Glory be to God. Our enemy. Just let me just run past some names. Amen. And we don't have the scripture references. I do have the scriptures, but I'm not going to share that with you right now. Amen. But just to let you know, he's known as Abaddon, the accuser, the adversary, the angel of light, Apollyon, Beelzebub, Belial, the devil, the dragon, the evil one, the murderer, the prince of this world, the prince of demons, the prince of the power of the air, the roaring lion, Satan, and the serpent. He got all these names and all these hats. Amen. And tomorrow when I share with you, God has about triple of him. The devil, amen, the devil can't keep up with God. See, so he tried to intimidate you. So what you got to do? You got to put your armor on. You got to start getting dressed. The Bible didn't say, amen, all right, the angel going to bring you your weapon, your armor, and he going to dress you 10 o'clock tomorrow. Be ready. No, he ain't say that.
He said, you put it on. You put on the belt. You put on the breastplate. You pick it up by faith. It's God's weaponry to us, but you can't put it on unless you use in faith. He said, you put on these shoes. You pick up this shield. Keep this shield out in front, because the devil going to be throwing stuff at your mind all day and all night. All night and all day. Glory be to God. When I found out, amen, they said we get about 60,000 thoughts a day, every person, amen, and on the earth gets about an average of 60,000 thoughts a day. And for the most part, 48,000 of them are negative. Whoo, 48,000. That's a lot. And only 12,000 positive. So what we want to do, we want to reverse that. We want to reverse that and make 12,000 negative and 48,000 positive. Matter of fact, why don't we? I got enough faith. I say I can squash all 60,000. Why? Because Jesus did. Jesus didn't carry no negative. But Jesus didn't entertain the devil. Some of us entertain people just to be courteous. You know, just trying to be polite, trying to be kind. Jesus ain't put up with that riffraff. Jesus said, boy, you got to go. The Lord rebuked you. You got to go. See? And he pulled out the sword. Even Jesus used the sword. Beloved, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? Start swinging that sword. See? God's word. God's faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. Keep on hearing. Keep on hearing. Keep on reading. Keep on studying. Stay close to God. God going to give you a word. Some of you right now that's sick in your body. You need to go to the, God has over about, I think it's over 1,200 promises on healing in the Bible. Now, surely one of them for you. And you need to get that word and stand on that word, meditate on that word, rehearse the word when you saying that word out of your sleep. And when the devil comes, amen, with some negative conversation about you about to die, it ain't your time to die. And you got to pull your sword out and cut the devil up. The sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, I shall live and not die. That's what, those two times that I went into that operating room for them to open up my head. Guess what? I wasn't in fear. No, I had my business in order. I had my business in order. The girls knew where to find this and that and that and this, but I wasn't scared. If I died, I died. If I lived, I lived. But you know what I did when they put me on that gurney? When they was taking me up to the operating room, I was quoting scriptures. And you know the scripture God gave me? They said this was a rhema word. God spoke to me, told me I would not die. And I went up in that operating room with such confidence, like I was going to do the surgery. And I was saying to myself, and I even said it to the doctors and the nurses, I said, I will live and not die. I will live and not die. And I wanted the devil to know, yeah, you think you're going to kill me on this operating table? You think you're going to kill my destiny, huh, by cutting my future short? Guess what, Satan? I cut you with my sword. And you better back up because I'm going straight for the jugular. I'm going straight for your heart. I cut you with my sword. I shall live and not die. Baby, you got to be adamant. The violent taketh by force. You got to put a little swagger, baby. Come on now. You boasting in the Lord. Now, if you can get to me through Jesus and through the blood, then come on with your bad self. Come on. Don't be scared. You see when those guys be in the boxing ring or out there in the street fighting, they ain't scared. I saw one guy, thank God the guy didn't shoot him on Oak Ops Avenue. He came right up in the boy's face. He said, oh, really? He said, you going to shoot me? Shoot me, boy. I couldn't believe that he was that bold. And the boy had a gun, and he still wasn't scared. He said, shoot me if you think you can shoot me. And he didn't shoot him. But guess what? That's how we got to get with the devil. Who you think you talking to? You got to tell the devil who you think you talking to. I'm a child of God. I belong to Jesus.
and the righteousness of God. I live in him. In him I move. In him I live. In him I breathe. I abide with him. I live in the Lord's house. Number one, if you're going to get me, Satan, number one, you got to break in the Lord's house to come and get me, because that's where I live. Now, you think you big enough to break in the Lord's house and kidnap me? Beloved, we can't be scared. But you got to work that word. You got to work that word. And let me tell you something, beloved. When you work that word works. And that's the only way it's going to work. And your word, that word is a part of your spiritual armor. And this is why it tells us in verse 17, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen and amen. We're going to do the second part of that tomorrow, Lord's willing. Amen. We want to just give you a couple more bullet points on that before we move to the last part of our armor. Huh? Yeah. This is the part of the armor that nobody really wants to talk about. They want to stop with the sword of the Spirit. But verse 18 says something else. Verse 18, Lord's willing, we'll get to it on Friday or Saturday. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Woo! Hush your mouth, girl. Hush your mouth. So we bless be the name of the Lord, beloved. Hallelujah. For the word of God, the word works. It will never return unto him void. And it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. I'm encouraging you to use the word as we, amen, conclude our day three of fasting for such a time as this. Amen. Glory be to God. Put the word on it. Put the word on it. Oh, the devil's going to come. The devil's going to come. He's going to try to tempt you, do this and that. And I put the word on it. 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 Our prayer petitions for this day, amen. We are praying, amen, for number one, for our confession. Because some of us need to fess up. We need to confess our sins. Now, I ain't talking about, I'm talking to the believers right now. I'm talking about believers. Now, we know that we got some stuff, amen, that we have not repented for. Huh? Stuff that we have done against God, done against people, done against ourselves. We know we guilty. And God said if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. Some of us need to fess up. Don't mess around here and transition, amen, and leave this earth with that in your heart. Okay, that's a different subject there. Okay, so we want to confess. Ask God to show us ourselves the way he sees us. Okay, we're praying for salvation and deliverance for us and for others. So a lot of people in the church is not saved. Ain't that something? Amen. And a lot of God's people that's not delivered. What type of God would God be if he could save you, amen, from your sins and not deliver you? See? You ain't delivered because you ain't ready to be delivered. But we want to pray on that. Amen. We also want to pray that God will make us, amen, fully committed. Fully committed. Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. We want to pray that God will make us tithers. We're always asking God for more money, but why? God can't even trust you with a dime on a dollar. God give you more money, give you a lump sum money. You can't even give God 10% of it. Why are you asking God for more money? What you need to be praying is, God, increase my tithes and offerings. Because the only way God going to increase your tithes and offerings is to increase your money. Huh? We want to pray today, beloved, that we're seeking his face and turning from our wicked ways. If my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. We're praying for the spirit of humility and submission. We humble ourselves before God and God will lift us up. We're praying for a hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. We also want to pray today, amen, for business owners. Everybody owning a business, small business, medium business, big business, any kind of business, dreaming of a business, glory be to God, home-based business, whatever. We're praying for them. Amen. We're praying for divine protection today. Because unless the Lord covering you, baby, I don't care. You could be at the shooting range practicing every day. If God ain't protecting you, guess what? That enemy will come on you, take your gun, and shoot you with it. Huh? We're praying for divine protection. And we're also praying for faith, love, and obedience. Amen. And open doors. Healing, 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 divine healing, divine healing. Amen. And open doors in 20 and 24. Blessings on blessings. That's our prayer petition for today. Some of you haven't fasted with us. You still got time. All right. Monday, we prayed for the world. Amen. And that global agenda. Tuesday, we took it to the community. Amen. Today, we're bringing it home. Amen. We're bringing it home. Amen. So glory be to God. Hallelujah. You still got time. What does it mean to fast? You're going to turn your plate down. You're going to sacrifice. You're not going to eat. You ain't going to die. The devil going to make you think you're going to die. You ain't going to die. Huh? I'm going to die, Pastor. But then sit down and eat, please. Stop wasting your time. Okay, sit down and eat. All right. Let me tell you something. When you make up your mind, and I make my boast in the Lord, day number 3, I didn't even get hungry. Didn't get hungry. I took maybe 2 sips of water because I had to go to the dentist yesterday, and I didn't want to go to dentist with a real, real dry mouth. Amen. And I took 2 sips of water. Amen. Glory be to God. And this morning, I felt a little parched. I knew I had to minister. So I asked God, was it okay for me to drink a cup of tea? And he said, yeah, but don't put no sugar in it. Don't put no sugar. Don't put no honey in the tea. Amen. And I had a cup of tea. Amen. And that's it. Amen. 1 cup of tea with no sugar and a couple sips of water. Well, am I bragging? No, I ain't bragging. I'm making my boast in the Lord. See, because I already prayed before and asked God to make the fasting easy. And that's what he did. Amen. We will be concluding our fast at 6 p.m. We ask that you will call in on our prayer line at 6 o'clock. We want to have a special prayer. Okay, glory be to God, and we want to release the blessing over you. Amen. So 6 o'clock, set your alarm. Amen. 6 p.m., meet us here on the prayer line as we conclude 3 days of fasting in obedience to the Holy Ghost. Now, this was a rhema word too. Because, you know, we normally fast 21 days in January. We do this, we do that. But I was in conversation with the Lord, and the Lord said, this time you're going to do 3 days only. I said, oh, okay, Lord. And then he brought me back to Esther and how Esther saved the whole nation of Israel on a 3-day fast, absolute fast. Huh? Yes, she did, for such a time as this. And God is saying your prayer and your fasting, amen, is going to save a nation, save a family, save your family. Amen. It's all type. The miracles are already coming through. The miracles are already coming through. Last night on our prayer line, we hear the miracles already coming through. Because that's what happens when you are in obedience to the Lord. Amen and amen. So we'll be praying at 12 o'clock today. Amen. At the noonday prayer. And then back at 6 p.m. as we break our fast. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because we dressed. We dressed. And we dressed to kill. And we have on our armor. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the word of God as it is going forth on today. God, we are not afraid. God, you said the righteous are as bold as a lion. God, we are on the offensive and the defensive. You gave us our weapon. God, if we need to step on something, Father God, those shoes that the soldiers wore had 6-inch spikes. When they stepped on you, you was dead. If they used any part of their armor, you was dead. And so, Father God, we say thank you because it's time for some stuff to die. Hallelujah, that the life of Christ could be resurrected because you said, I am the resurrection and the life. And so we bless you and we say thank you, Father. Meet us at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock today. And Father God, meet us back at 6 o'clock as we conclude our time of consecration on this 3-day dedication. Thank you for making fasting easy. It has never been so easy. It has never been so easy, Father. Thank you. Thank you for helping us.
And we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel it in Jesus' name. We refuse to be in the right place at the wrong time. And we bless you and we magnify you and we praise your holy and your righteous name. Now unto him who was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Pastor Alfreda signing out. My pleasure to serve. Amen. In the Lord's kingdom. Meet you at the altar today. At 12 o'clock and back at 6 p.m. 6, not 9, 6. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Love you.